Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
She was in the building a couple days ago, and then I asked her, Dave, you were right there. You coming in Friday?
She looked at me and said, no.
Laughed in your face.
Laughed in my face. She's like, I'm only here because I have other business, but I thought I would say hi to you. She did. We appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
I also pointed out to her that about 2-3 days before, she sent me a text at 5:10 a.m. 5:10 a.m.
Must have been an emergency. I hope everything was
you
okay.
Think, I mean, are the kids okay? Is something going on? No, she wants to go to dinner for my birthday, which is very, very nice. But, Dave, do you think that needed to be sent at 5:10 a.m.?
Dave's not going to say nothing because he know better.
Yeah, he's afraid.
I know where he lives. I'm at Woodbury right now. Yeah. I'll be at his house waiting on him. I'm at Woodbury right now.
You're literally afraid of her,
the spectrum,
aren't you?
Playing inside with my kids because it's supposed to rain. I heard Chris Schaefer, so I'm trying to get that energy out because the last day of school, praise the Lord, was Wednesday. I'm trying to hold up as best I can. It's been 48 hours. Baby, I'm about to crack.
I was about to say, the patient right now. We're about to hear these words. Code red! Code red!
I'm about to crack.
Yeah.
They think we're supposed to take care of our own kids? What are these teachers? And you should have seen the way the teachers were just so happy and smiling. They were so refreshed and energized, and how dejected the parents were as we dropped our kids off and picked them up. It was just like two different worlds. Teachers were like, oh, my gosh, the kids were so great this year. Thank you so much. And I was like, you know what? If they were so great this year, how about they be great this summer? How about I just drop them off at your house? How about that?
Shaletta took them from the bus and walked them right back to school.
I hope the janitor brought some snacks because he going to be taking care of them over the summer.
Shaletta said, I had enough time with them. Good to see you. I'll stop by the school. I'll check in occasionally.
I look through the window. I need a break. Who thought this was a good idea? Yeah. 3 months? Who thought that that was a good idea?
Let's get back to the 5:15 text here. very nice. Very nice of you to offer to.
Yes. I mean, it wasn't like I was saying, hey, whatever. I'm like, hey, you know, I've been up a couple of hours working. I had some downtime at 5:15. I was getting ready to clock in for my second shift, and I thought, I have not celebrated my friend's milestone birthday. Let's get the gang back together.
Yep.
And so I found a group
gang
that me, you, and Dan and Adam had been in. And so I just went in the group text, and I said, hey, gang, let's go to the Boulevard in Plymouth, or Excelsior, or Minnetonka, whatever the hell city is in, and let's drink up some stuff and eat up some stuff and celebrate Chad. Crickets.
No. I responded.
You responded.
I responded.
You responded.
Did Adam?
You responded. No, he didn't.
How about Dan?
No, nothing from him
How about Dave Harrigan? Did Dave Harrigan respond?
Well, you know what I found out? This is one of the byproducts of texting at 5:15 in the morning. I didn't include my dear friend, the one who told me that Dean Phillips was going to be in the building.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
When nobody else would.
Yes.
I would not have. To include my dear friend, Dave Harrigan.
Not really that
he
dear.
He is invited. He is invited. Not, I just found the old group text,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
She hasn't even sent it to me
By the way, then I would have assumed we would have had a new text chain. Hey, I omitted Dave. Nope.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay,
nope.
Hey, didn't I just tell you the school was out? I'm trying to get adjusted to my new reality. I'm sitting out in the car right now with the door closed, and the kids are looking out of the window at me, and I'm pointing to tell them to go back to the TV, okay? I let them play the iPad so long it ran out of charge.
The thing is, I believe every word of that.
Get back in there and watch Wicked again.
Yeah. There's zero. People might think that's an exaggeration. I believe it 1,000%.
Correct.
It's not. I wish I could live stream it right now. I'm sitting in the car looking in the window at my children. They're looking at me. I'm not going in there.
This is what I want now. Text me chad.hartman at odyssey.com. Email me chad.hartman. I want video of you hiding from your children. I mean, not like permanently. But just for like 5 minutes, and not babies when they're crying. And we're talking, you know.
We're talking middle school.
Middle school kids.
Who have already eaten everything I bought.
And they're safe? They're fine?
The Costco line was full of parents trying to just buy up every case of snacks we could find.
That
when these kids start talking about, I'm hungry, there's nothing to eat, I have 300 bags of gummy bears. I have 200 boxes of miniature Pringles. I have 700 bags of assorted Lay's potato chips.
Yep.
I have 1,600 bags of oatmeal that all you have to do is add hot water. Do what it do. Don't come over here talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't come over here.
I believe all that. Okay. So let me get back to the party itself. Are you, if Dave's in and Adam's in, only way Dan's in is if I throw him in the trunk of the car and I leave him there for like a week and he's so hungry that he'll then join us.
Dehydrated.
Yeah. And then I assume he'll have his telescope with him. Are you paying for said dinner, or am I the birthday boy in theory paying for the dinner?
Yeah, of course. Make the black woman pay for the white guys to eat.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. I'm paying for it. I'm the table sponsor. I'm probably the richest person at the table. I'm the one with the most money out of all of y'all.
Yeah.
So,
That's true.
Let me just go ahead because you know I made $1 million last year and I'm on track to make another million this year. I don't think that they're paying out that at the Good Neighbor Station. So
we could go to Meritage. I mean, we could go to Spoon and Stable. We could go to Murray's.
I will feed y'all at the Boulevard.
Yeah, the Boulevard's nice. It's very good.
Oh, the Boulevard ain't nothing to sneeze at. I will be the table sponsor for my friends who did not respond to my text message at 5:15. I'm talking about Adam and Dan.
That is correct. Okay, we have two topics, Shaletta, that a bit of a running theme throughout the show. I want to ask you these two questions and then this bath soap conversation. I can't wait for you to hear about this. She's the best. Are you on tomorrow? Do we have a Twins day game with the Blue Jays? I heard you last week, and I almost had a heart attack. I'm like, wait a second. She's on her own show.
Right. It's amazing because I have to be on your show when I'm not even on my show because you don't respect time off and things
no,
like that.
No, I don't.
So I am not on tomorrow. The show is preempted. So I will be, it's not my weekend, so I will be in New Jersey. One of the good things about being divorced
New
and having
Jersey.
Like rotating weekends is that you can go off. I told you, I got to find somebody, okay? I got to find somebody to come over here and take care of me and his kids. I'm not an independent woman. I don't want to live like this. Somebody got to pick up this mortgage and cut that grass. So I'm on a whole stroll again.
Yeah.
So.
You're looking for man about 80?
About 80.
In
really?
Poor health. And
yes,
rich.
Very poor health. Yes.
Like
yes.
Teetering. Yes. Dave teetering on a pulse. And also, let's add this, without a prenuptial agreement.
No prenup. He has to trust me completely.
Exactly. And then, Dave, what's the over-under on how long this individual will survive?
I I beg to differ on the prenuptial agreement. There is one. It just happens to be very one-sided.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
You get none of Shaletta's stuff, but she gets all of yours.
None of my kids get a damn thing. Shaletta gets everything.
All of it, yes.
More with the Queen in moments on CCO.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll start right here. We know right now the biggest breakup on the planet, nothing is even close, is the President of the United States and the richest man on the planet, although if Tesla stock keeps going down $150 billion a day, he may not have that title. Shaletta, I have asked the public, and I'll ask again at 651-461-9226, who will bring Don and Elon together? Right and wrong answers again. Who will bring Don and Elon together? 651-461-9226. You can have an accurate answer or you can have a humorous answer. If you were assigned this duty to bring the president and the head of SpaceX, Tesla and X together, what would be your strategy?
It would involve some boxing gloves.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Sometimes friends do have to fight it out. And everybody's acting like we're in a generation where, you know, Facebook's got us thinking that we always got to be friends and we always have to like each other to be friends. And that's not necessarily the case. You know, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible says, you know, a friend has faithful wounds. So, you know, you need a friend to tell you, hey, you're doing wrong. Hey, you're messing up. hey, you know what? That dress does not look good on you. You know what? You need to stop gaining weight. Nobody wants to get offended anymore. Nobody wants to have a real friendship with folks who are going to hurt your feelings and folks that you got to fight with and grow with and work it out. And so I'm glad they fighting. I mean, I like the drama because I'm a drama queen.
Yeah,
I like the fact that he got a black eye and he's trying to act like his kid did it.
Yeah.
And you know what? If the kid did do it, the kid is really a G because the kid also cussed out Donald Trump. So he's doing everything that we want to do and can't. Like, so if he punched Elon Musk in the face and gave him a black eye and he cussed out Donald Trump, this kid is my new hero.
I was going to say, he's your hero.
Running for president. Yeah, but
the next book will be written about him.
Right. I punched the president by Lil X, Lil Nas X. Little Elon X. But listen, you know what? Friends are supposed to fight. Friends are supposed to get on each other's nerves.
Fair.
You remember, we fought. We were in a room.
No, you just
so
made up crap.
At me.
You just made
you
up crap
so,
about me.
You were so mad at me. You were like, what is wrong with you? I laughed at you because I felt bad because, you know, the whole world was hating you and calling you a racist Ku Klux Klan David Duke guy. And then you had to join.
Well, I thought it was really funny.
I
thought it was great.
That you were not that guy that I was telling everybody you were, so I could get some clicks on my social media.
Yeah.
But we duked it out. Me and Adam Carter duked it out. You remember Adam Carter threw some paper at me in the studio?
Yeah.
And we were going back and forth. Friends duke it out.
Let's not forget the cough drop situation.
Let's not forget that I wanted to choke him after he would not take a non-flavor cough drop when he was choking live on the air. And then I wanted to fight Dan Cook for running to get him some cherry cough drops.
Yep.
Friends fight. That's what they do. So put some boxing gloves on them. But apparently Donald Trump has already gotten a lick in because Elon's walking around with a black eye. So let Elon get a lick in. Let him duke it out. And then let's move on. Let's go to Perkins and have some pancakes and stuff. This is what real friends do. Now, what real friends don't do is they're two very petty men. I'm sorry. I come from a line of really strong men, so I'm not used to petty men where when you and your friends stop being friends or y'all are fighting, taking a break, you get out there and tell all their business and you talk crap about
them. You normally don't call your friend a pedophile. I mean, that's
right. Yeah. That's something you don't do and talk about the criminals that he used to hang with and all that good stuff. And so that part I'm not with. But two friends fighting and not getting along, you know what that's called? You know what we call that? We call that life. We call.
Uh-oh.
Someone got to her.
You know who did? One of the kids. One of the kids who's inside and wants some of those gummy bears just disconnected the phone. I think that's what it was. So, again, I want your texts. Who, right answers and humorous answers. Those are the only options. Right and humorous answers. Who will resolve the differences between Donald Trump and Elon Musk? Okay. Shaletta's back. That could have been Elon or Don cutting your phone off. I have no idea which one.
I'm telling you, they got all kind of stuff going on. I'm telling you, that's why I got off social media. They took me from 10,000 engagements the day before the election to one the day after. That's why I'm doing my newsletter. You can sign up for it at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Her phone going blank allowed her to work in a mention of her newsletters. She's a machine. She never stops. Okay, now let's go to the grad party conversation. I was at Andrew's grad party. I was invited,
yes,
you introduced
you
me
were.
As your white friend.
You, I did.
You kept walking
I
me did. Around. Here's my white friend.
Here's my wife. I have one.
Yeah,
I have one.
Exactly. Yeah. What, when Shaletta.
Once again, I'm not involved.
Yeah,
in the
not involved. Exactly.
School.
Not there.
And Dan, he's right down the street. He's right down the street.
Dan Cook was invited. When you're attending, when you're not hosting, when you're attending, what makes a great grad party in Shaletta Brundage's mind?
Good food.
Yep.
Yeah, if I come there and you have these little knickknacks or stuff that I don't normally eat, I'm going to be angry because I've been waiting all week to blow my calories at this grad party. I'm going to one on Saturday, going to New Jersey. My friend Lindy Vincent, her husband Anton Vincent, who, by the way, I'm really big time in the name dropping right now. He is the CEO of the Mars Corporation. You know, Mars makes Skittles and M&Ms. He used to be the vice president of General Mills, so he got an upgrade. So now he's the CEO of the Mars Corporation.
right? And so I'm going to their house in New Jersey on Saturday for the grad party. And they eat organic food.
Mm. La-di-da.
They eat food that don't have parents. What you call them people where the food don't have a mama or dad? Is that the vegan people where the food don't have parents?
I have not heard that description before, but maybe I'm missing
that's
out.
That's about as accurate, yeah. So if the food don't have parents, so we're going to be eating a lot of stuff that didn't have a mama or a daddy, like foster food. We call that foster food because they don't have a mama or a daddy. And so I said, listen, I like pork. I like food that had parents. Is there any way that y'all can just, like, stash me some pork rinds or some skins or
pulled pork sandwich?
Yeah, something. Some potato chips that are not baked. Some sausage that doesn't come from a turkey. You know, I would like some pork and some beef and some chicken. I would like a boil. Can you boil an egg or something? So I already know that I'm going to be angry at their event. So I'm going because I love them. But I already know that it's not going to be, a good meal. Like at my son's grad party, we had my mama's homemade Louisiana gumbo.
It was good.
Everybody was happy. And then we had the ice cream truck outside, so if it got too spicy, you could cool off with some ice cream. So I just wanted to make sure that people, because when you got good food, you know, the you're going to have a good time. So for me, food is it. Food is it.
All right, last thing. Are you familiar with Sydney Sweeney? Does that name ring a bell at all?
That does not ring a bell.
She's kind of the it girl now. She's attractive, Euphoria, some movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So she now has a body wash genie commercial. Dr. Squatch's body wash genie. So in the ad, she's in the bath looking attractive. And
of course.
Okay. So now, when the ad was done, they ended up taking some of the actual bath water that she was in. Wait for it.
Mm-mm.
They claim that some of the bath water was infused into 8,000 bars of bath water bliss soap.
Mm.
And you could enter a giveaway to receive the soap, which in theory was infused with water from Sydney Sweeney while she was in it. But here's the kicker. Almost 1,000 people have entered the giveaway to get a bar of soap, which was teardropped in from the water that Sydney Sweeney was bathing in.
Okay, if anybody using Dr. Squatch, first of all, I don't, you know, everything they do to market that thing makes me not want to use them. Nothing sounds or looks like I'll get clean using their product. And the fact that they are going to put somebody's contaminated bathwater into
old bathwater.
Old bathwater. And, you know, that's like an old man pickup line. It's like, girl, I'll drink your bathwater.
Yeah.
That's something like my granddaddy would say.
Exactly.
So some guy
might say that to you in Jersey. You never know.
But, you know, if that 80-year-old man says that to me, I'm never coming home. I'm going to be like that that Harlem Nights when the police officer called his wife and said, hey, put your mama on the phone. Brenda is Richie. I'm never coming home.
I remember that.
Take it easy.
Yeah. I'm going to buy you one of these. I'm going to somehow find a way. Or no, you're not going to do it. I'm going to take a bar of soap. I'm going to leave it in the bath tonight when I'm in there. And I'm going to give it to Dave and Adam. And then now I have your address. I'm going to ship it out to your house.
You know what? We should give that as a treat for the people who come to your little birthday party. You know how the kids, when they have a party, you leave with a gift bag, like a little tote bag. So we're going to infuse your manly musk from your bath water into a bar of soap. And we're going to give it to Dave and Dan and Adam when they come to your little birthday get-together that we have. Yeah, we're going to have a little treat bag for them. And then everybody at the Good Neighbor Station is going to be walking around smelling like Chad Hartman.
Oh, that's a frightening thought. Go back and check on your children, and we'll see. Okay, good luck. Stay in the car. See ya. Shaletta with us, 32 past 1 on CCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
City Council member Jason Chavez, next hour, his very direct criticism at the federal government's significant show of force towards a South Minneapolis restaurant earlier this week, still one of the biggest stories of the week, if not the biggest in the state. He's critical of how it played out. He's critical of the city leaders and what they've said about it. So the council member's with us early next hour, and am I wrong? We have the four TVs on here. Couple on the cable news, and we don't watch a lot of tennis during the show, but we're watching right now because we have the men's semifinals French Open taking place right now. We have the best player in the world, Sinner, going up against Joker. Joker has, can you look it up? Does he have 23 Grand Slams? The big three, Rafa out, the great honoring of him before the French Open began. Roger retired a couple years ago, and Novak has passed them both.
You shorted him one, 24.
He's got 24. So he lost the first set 6-4. He just had a break against him, so he's now losing 4-3. So 40 years ago, my best friend then and I went on a backpacking trip to Europe. We were going, I think, 26. It was either 26 or 28 days. Just the big, giant backpack. 1985. A lot of T-shirts and short shorts.
Did you have a plan, or were you just hopping a train and seeing where it took you?
We had a plan. We had a plan. And early, We are in where? Paris, France?
Paris.
And my friend Eric had told me multiple times that after taking a couple years of French at school, clearly couldn't get into ASU, so he went to Madison, that he was borderline fluent.
Oh.
In French. Great. Don't need a book or anything. Basically, all I know was a ham sandwich, jambon. Honestly, I swear to God, the only thing he knew was jambon. I'm like, you know,
baguette.
We can only have so many ham sandwiches, right? And so we're sitting there at a cafe on a beautiful day in 1985. Who's the greatest? Who's the top American in 1985?
Top American. Johnny Mac?
That's correct. And again, this is 1985, so he wins, maybe it's the fourth round, maybe it's the quarters, I don't remember. And they pan to the player section, and at the time he's married to wife number one, the very famous early in her life, Tatum O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
And then also up in the Bobo section is Ahmad Rashad. I know Ahmad a little bit. I have an interesting dating situation with Ahmad, where at one point we happened to be dating the same person.
Oh.
It's a separate situation, but it's right around that time.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Now, there are no cell phones back then.
No.
So I need to go to a payphone because I've got an idea. I had a plan. I didn't include this in the plan. Go to the payphone. Did all this. I'm calling the Star Tribune.
Minneapolis Star Tribune, not the Minnesota Star Tribune.
My father's number at the Star Tribune was 612-673-4452. Called it 8 million times. Payphone, he's very happy to hear from me.
Sure.
Because he's worried. And we talk, how are things, where you're staying, youth hostel. I go, I have a request. I go, don't get mad, but just have a request. He's like, sure. Ahmad Rashad is here in Paris. He kind of gives me soap. I saw him at the French Open, the tennis tournament. He's apparently good friends with John McEnroe. Can you try to get a hold of Ahmad Rashad and get us tickets to see the French Open? He handles it in his very calm, normal way and starts swearing at me, like, why didn't you tell me this before? There's no chance I can get a hold of him.
Not easy. You can't just text him.
I have no idea. There's no text. There's no cell phone. We're not FaceTiming.
Figure out where we're staying, you know, the whole thing.
He goes, it's not even worth it. I go, come on. You're always telling me. I'll do anything for you. Okay, I want you to do this.
Putting your father's love to the test.
Yeah.
From halfway across the world.
I want you to try to get me these tickets. And so we go about our day. Next day, I go to Eric. I go, I'm gonna try. It's not going to happen. But let's just call him. I call him. He's very proud of himself. I can tell when he's really proud of himself. I got the tickets. Are you kidding me? That's why we both played a little tennis. We're okay. So we're excited.
Yeah.
I apologize for the cough here.
You're going to Roland Garros.
I'm going to Roland Garros. And I'll see Ahmad. I go, where's Ahmad staying? He goes, well, you're not getting from Ahmad. You're getting from some other guy. I go, okay.
It's fine.
Henry Bushkin. Who's that? He goes, I have no idea. But that's my father tracked down Ahmad and he said, get these tickets from a Henry Bushkin.
High roller somewhere, CEO maybe.
So I go, what hotel? Writes it down. I forget. It was like a Ritz or something very fancy. Now, again, we're each 20. It's 1985. T-shirt, short shorts, giant backpacks.
Dirty, smelly probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not staying in any. We stayed at one nice hotel. That's what we did. We did one nice hotel. Everything else was youth hostels and
Cold showers, no
cold
soap.
Showers, and we pulled it off for like $25 a day outside of the nice hotel. So we now, the next day, go to this hotel because that's the day we have tickets. And it's somewhere in Paris. I don't remember. It's a beautiful hotel. And we're walking up, and there are people, before you even get to like the driveway.
The valet.
This is even before the valet.
Oh.
And they stop us. And I'm not going to do the French accent right here, but.
Come on.
It's basically, where do you think you're going?
No, no, no. You do not come here.
That's about exactly right. And I go, I am here to get a package from a Mr. Henry Bush. And they just start chuckling.
Oh, silly American.
No, you're not. I go, I don't understand why this is a problem. I would just like you to call Mr. Bushkin. My name is Chad Herman. We're not going to call Mr. Bushkin. We're not disturbing him.
This guy's got power.
I go, again, not trying to cause trouble, but please call Mr. Bushkin. They wave this other guy over. And it seems like he's the henchman. Okay, he's where the fun's going to happen. What's going on here? Andre, you know? And they start talking in French, and they point at me, and they're shaking their head. And the guy goes, why don't you just go away? I go, I don't get what's going on here. My friend and I are supposed to go to the French Open today. Through a mutual friend, we were told to come to this hotel and get tickets from some guy I've never met in my entire life. And he goes, said something like, well, it's your lucky day, some version of that. I'm going to call. And when they have no idea who you are, then you look over there. The police, he points to the police. He goes, if you don't leave, we will have you arrested if you don't leave the complex.
Okay.
Fine. Deal. So they call Mrs. Bushkin. It's Pepe, you know, whoever it was.
That was Andre.
Yeah, Andre was talking to one guy. Now I got Pepe on the phone. Miss Bushkin, by any chance are you expecting anything? Sort of snapping at me. What's your name? Chad Herman. And I can hear her voice in the background. Yes, we are.
Ooh. Puff out the chest?
Puffing out the chest. God knows what T-shirt I've got on. I got the short shorts, you know, mid-thigh.
Me and the Bushkins. We're tight.
Legs looking tremendous even back then.
I can only imagine. Oh, especially after the backpacking.
Oh, my God. Just
muscles popping.
Sinewy. And so we start walking, and the guy just stops me and goes, those backpacks are not going into our hotel. Fine. So we walk in. I go, what floor should I go to? And he looks at me and goes, no. I'll take you up there. So, gorgeous hotel. I don't remember if we were all the way at the top. I think we probably were, but it's 40 years ago. I'm not sure where my car is parked right now. Knock on the door, and this striking woman answers the door and says, Andre, thank you. Which one of you is Chad? It's me. Hands me an envelope. Here are the tickets. Have a great time. I just want to thank you so much. Mrs. Bushkin, appreciate it. And the door's about to shut. She goes, no, wait a second. Do you know how to get there? I go, ma'am, we've been in Paris just for a couple days. We have no idea, but we'll figure it out. She goes, no. I want to write it down for you.
Very kind.
I got this very, very,
love
very
Mrs.
kind.
Bushkin.
And my friend, Eric, is just being as silent as can be. And as the doors open, her husband walks by briefly and says, hey, have a great time today. And I just kind of pause and go, thank you. About a minute later, she hands me, you know, it's from, you know, that little notepad that every hotel has. Mm-hmm. I mean, this one is just smelling of gold. Hands me the note. This is how you get there. Door shuts. I look at my friend. I go, do you realize who just gave us those tickets?
Mrs. Bushkin.
Mrs. Bushkin. Did you realize who came by? He goes, I guess that's Mr. Bushkin. I go, no, that was Johnny Carson. My friend, Eric, never watched TV. Very studious, fun. He's a very successful neurologist right now. Had no idea that was Johnny Carson.
The man who was TV at the time.
Exactly. So let's just Google. Let's go to the Google right now, Dave Harrigan. Google Henry Bushkin.
Author, Henry Bushkin.
Yep.
Johnny Carson's personal legal advisor, fixer, confidant, and close friend.
That was Johnny's alias.
Very good.
When he was on the road. So how about that?
That's a great story.
Johnny Carson, my father, then would take credit and would say, I called Carson and got you the stick. I'm like, no, no. But no matter how many times I had to correct him, he would tell the story over and over again that he was close personal friends with Johnny Carson, and he got me the tickets. So there's my French Open story.
I love it.
40 years ago, maybe at about this time, and meanwhile, Joker down 5-4 in the second set after he lost the first set, has double break point to try to tie the set with Sinner. So good stuff. There's my one tennis story that's worth telling. 53 past one. It's a great breakup song. One last part of this story. Here at CCO, I'm guessing like 10 years ago, I think Cook was producing. He comes to me and says, Henry Bushkin has a book out. And he's heard me tell the story. We got to have him on.
Sure.
We schedule him. Couldn't have been a bigger jerk.
Really?
He was short. He wanted no part of it. And I was dying to tell the story. But he was so rude and contemptuous. Like, I'm looking at Dan and we're both just going, nope. Nope. Because I'm going to build it up and he's going to go, big deal. That's my buddy. You know?
You didn't earn this story, Henry.
Yeah.
Get off the line.
Yeah, it was. I was hopeful of sharing it, but not good. Joker has broke center, so this is great, great drama at the French Open. We'll give you some drama next hour. Stick around. CBS and Ari next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.